Shalom, my dear friends. We are very thankful to the Lord to continue together with the study of the parables that are found in the Brit HaChadashah, in the New Covenant, in the Gospels. Our Lord Yeshua taught many parables, and there are so many lessons that we can learn from these meshalim, these parables. To remind you, that every parable is a story, earthly story, that teaching us spiritual lessons. In Luke chapter 15, there are three parables that are really linked into one. The parable of the lost sheep, the parable of the lost coin, and the parable of the lost son. Three parables that really link together, yet each one has its own lesson for us to learn. In this session, I would like to share with you about the parables that is called the parable of the lost coin. In Hebrew, it is called Mashal HaMatbea She'avad. It is found in Luke chapter 15 verses 8, 9, and 10, and I will read these verses for us. The Lord Jesus, the Lord Yeshua is speaking, and he says, "Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she had found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, Yeshua Jesus is saying, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." This is so interesting, my dear friend, because our Messiah is teaching something very important, and especially here, in this parable that is linked with the previous parable, the parable of the lost sheep, and the following parable, the parable of the lost son, this parable called the parable of the lost coin, together are linked because Jesus the Messiah is seeking to teach us a very important lesson. In fact, this lesson of the triunity of the Godhead is so hard for us to grasp. It is very difficult for us to understand why we believe in one God, Shema Israel Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Yet we are taught, and Yeshua helps us to understand that there is really a triunity in the Godhead. Not three gods, one single God of Israel, God of the universe. But this God is existing and consisting in three persons. Ha'aba, Ha'ben, Ha'ruach, the Father, the Son, the Spirit. We were created in the image and the likeness of God. We have spirit, soul, and body. In contrast to the animal kingdom, in contrast to the plant kingdom, the human kingdom is made in the image and the likeness of God. And we read, in fact, in Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 16, we read, "Come ye near unto me, hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, there am I, and now the Lord God and His Spirit hath sent me." This is a prophetic message of the Messiah, Yeshua, who is God the Son, who became a man. He said, the Lord God and His Spirit has sent me. We see here the triune persons of the Godhead. In fact, in the New Testament, in the Brit HaChadashah, at the end of the Gospel of Matthew, in Matthew chapter 28, at the end of this Gospel of Matthew, Yeshua the Messiah sent the early Hebrew disciples, and he said unto them, at the end, he said unto them in verse 19, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name, singular, of the Father, the Abba, and the Son, the Ben, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit of God. And so, beloved friend, as we look into this passage in Luke chapter 15, the three parables, and we are now in the parable of the lost coin, we see the concern of the Holy Spirit of God in the salvation of all the human race. And the Holy Spirit of God is represented here as the Lord present this parable of the lost coin. It says in verse 8, what a woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, does not light a candle, sweep the house, seeking diligently for this lost coin until she found it. And you notice, my dear friend, that in this parable, we learn exactly what the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, is seeking to teach all of us. Number one, here we are, he's teaching us the truth of the fact that we are all lost. Just the same like this woman, she lost the coin. All humanity are really lost. We belong to God by creation, but because sin came in, we were lost. And the word lost simply means we have gone astray. We've all sinned and departed from the presence of the Lord. And so now God is seeking to save us. That's where you get the word in Hebrew, lehivasha, lehoshia, to save us. And God is doing something about it. To provide salvation, he sent the Messiah, and the Messiah came to pay for the sin of this world. And so we learn here, just as this woman lost a coin, this is the desire of God to bring to himself a people like you and I who were lost. So, you notice what it says here in this passage. The woman, what woman, Yeshua is saying when he's speaking to the disciples and those that heard him. What woman having 10 pieces of silver? Not to remind you that these 10 pieces of silver really bound together is like a dowry that is really the headdress of a woman to wear on her head for a wedding day. It is a gift that she received. And also, it is something that she bring into the marriage, into the wedding, that when she is going to be married, she will have this dowry with her. In Hebrew, it is called mohar. You remember when the servant of Abraham went to find a wife for his son Yitzchak, Isaac, in Genesis chapter 24, we read that he went and he gave gifts to Rebekah when he found her. And then he gave gift to Laban, her father. This is the gift that he is giving to this woman, namely Rebekah, in order to bring a wife, bring her for Isaac, the son of Abraham. But it's also the reverse is when a woman is getting married, her family, her father would give her a dowry that she will have for herself when she's getting married to bring to the union, to the marriage. I still remember my mother telling me many, many years ago when she was entering into marriage with my father, her family gave her various gifts to bring into that a marriage union. And usually it is 10. It could be 10 gowns, it could be 10 pieces of silver, all sort of gifts in order for her to bring into the marriage. So here we have this woman that had brought with her these 10 pieces of silver, but now notice that these pieces of silver for that woman is very precious for her. It is like a jewel. It's like a wedding ring in today's marriage. When you give your wife a wedding ring and the wife give her husband a wedding ring. So it's like the dowry became the bride's personal property. In fact, the silver ornaments on the headdress of a woman serve to be to indicate who she was. She's going to get married. She's going to be now a part of a family that is going to be united, a husband and a wife. And that's why it was important for her to have all these 10 pieces of silver. And remember, my dear friend, that in days of old, in Jewish life, there was an arrangement in a marriage in days of old, in which there was a price to pay in order to have a bride for the bridegroom. So we can see from these 10 pieces of coin, 10 pieces of silver, it represent the, on the one hand, the gift that was given for the bride, the wife to be, and on the other hand, the dowry that she will bring into this marriage union. And this is very important for her to keep. And so now notice that what it said in verse 8. If she loses one piece, what does she do? Notice these things that we learn here. Number one, she would light a candle. To remind you that in days of old, there was not as much light as we have in the days in which you and I live in today. So to light a candle in order to find, to search in the nighttime or even in a tent to search for the coin is very, very important. So she would quickly light a candle, to light a candle. Secondly, notice what we read here in verse 8. She will sweep the house. Again, to remind you, in days of old, they would live in tents and the homes would be, they would not have the floors the way which we would have it today. So the sweeping will be perhaps of the ground, of the sand in which she would live in. And she will sweep very, very carefully in order to find that coin. Thirdly, we read here in verse 8, she will seek for it diligently. And again, to remind you that the word woman is really a speaking to us of the person of the Holy Spirit of God who is seeking after the lost in this world, as that woman is seeking after the ones that she have lost, this coin that she have lost. This is reminding me of a very interesting verse that is found really at the end of the New Covenant. In Revelation chapter 22, we read this verse, very interesting verse, how the Holy Spirit of God is inviting people to turn to the Lord, to accept the Lord Jesus the Messiah. It says in Revelation 22 verse 17, and the Spirit and the bride says, come. And let him that heareth says, come. And let him that is thirsty come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. And so this woman is a representing before us the person of Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit of God that is seeking after the lost. And so we read here in verse 8, she light the candle, she sweep the floor, and she seeking diligently until she find that one single coin that she lost. And as that woman represent the person of the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God is seeking to find those that are lost, to bring them back into a relationship with God. How wonderful to see the love of God and the whole triune persons of the Godhead seeking after the lost. The shepherd represents the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, who is the shepherd, the man that lost the sheep, and he went after that one lost lamb until he find that lamb. Well, the same thing here. The person of the Holy Spirit of God, represented by this woman, seeking after that lost coin that was so precious for her. And the Holy Spirit of God is seeking after you and after me to turn to the Lord Jesus the Messiah. We who are lost in trespasses and sins, to turn to God, to accept the Redeemer, and to be brought in. And so we read here in verse 8, how she, this woman, is seeking after that coin that she lost, this one piece of silver. And when she found it, notice what we read here in verse 9, when she find that one coin, we read in verse 9, when she had found it, she called all her friends, and she called her neighbors, and she called them to come together, and she said, rejoice with me, for I found the peace which I had lost. You see, my dear friend, the calling of the friends and the calling of the neighbors, the reason is because this woman, in the context here in days of old, in a Jewish home, this woman could not allow herself to be without these 10 coins together. And they were like, almost like a wedding ring around her head, representing her place as a one that will be married, a spouse, and getting married. Wonderful to have all the coins, all, each one together represent all what she's going to be, belonging to her husband, to her bridegroom. And so she called the neighbors, and she telling them in verse 9, rejoice with me. You notice, my dear friend, these three parables together, the theme is the joy of the Lord. God has such joy in the salvation of lost souls, in you and in me and in anyone here in this world. God desires mankind to turn to Him. And it's not only God the Son, as He is represented as the shepherd who lost one sheep, but it is also the Holy Spirit of God who seek to bring souls, men, people like you and I, into a relationship with Him. You notice now what we read. And here the Lord Jesus made the application. In verse 10, He's saying now to His disciples, and He's saying to those who hear Him, He said, likewise, I say unto you, there's joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repent. You see, the whole theme of Luke chapter 15 is the joy of God over the salvation of souls. And so, you remember that we read earlier in verse 7, we read that there will be joy in heaven over one sinner that repent. And here we read in verse 10 that there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repent. This is so wonderful to know, my dear friend. And so what we really learn here, that not only God the Son, seen as a shepherd who lost one sheep and left the 99 and have gone to look after one little lamb that was lost, here we see that woman who had 10 coins, She lost one, and she is searching until she finds this one lost coin. She calls her neighbors, she calls her friends, and together they rejoice with her, because all the 10 are now with her. There's joy in the presence of the angels of God, my dear friend, over one sinner that repent. And God desire for you and for me and from all of us to repent and to turn to Him, because He's not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. And once a person turned to God, according to verse 10 of Luke chapter 15, there is joy. Not there only will be, but there is here and now joy in the presence of the angels of God. Angels rejoice when one sinner repents. More than anything else, God delights in the salvation of lost individuals. How wonderful it is to know that all the triune God desire to have us all saved, forgiven. But the cost was, the price was, the shed blood of Jesus the Messiah, who died on the tree in order to pay for the price of lost sinners like you and I. Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, our Lord. May the Lord bless you, my friend. May you will turn to Him and accept Jesus the Messiah as your Lord and Savior. God bless you, my friend. Shalom, shalom.